Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent of it. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titius Justus, a worshiper of God. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching them the Word of God. Courage that comes from confidence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have you ever been really sure of something? Like really, really sure of something? Paul was so sure that Jesus was the Savior of the world that he told as many people as he could, no matter where he went. He was convinced that Jesus died not only for his sins, but for everyone. He knew for certain that Jesus rose from the dead, and that by believing in Jesus, a person could live with God forever. But some people didn't want to hear what Paul had to say. Others listened, but didn't believe him. Still others got angry at Paul because of what he was teaching people. They told Paul they were going to hurt him if he didn't stop telling people about Jesus. Paul was so sure of what he believed. He was so sure that Jesus was the Savior. He was so sure that everyone needed to hear about Jesus that he kept telling people. He wasn't going to stop simply because some people had told him to stop. Jesus even appeared to Paul and encouraged him in the work of telling people about all he had done. He promised that he would always be with him, so he didn't need to be afraid. You've heard in our devotions this week how you can be sure that Jesus died for you and now is alive. He has forgiven your sins and given you eternal life. But it is good news that isn't just for you only. Jesus wants everyone to know that he is the Savior. You can be just as sure that Jesus is your Savior and the Savior of everyone. Like Paul, you too can tell everyone about Jesus. Jesus even encourages you to talk about him, especially to someone who doesn't know about him. He promised that he will be with you when you do. You don't need to be afraid, especially when sharing Jesus with other people. We pray for courage to share Jesus. Dear God, you have convinced me that Jesus is my Savior and that he rose from the dead on Easter. Strengthen me and help me to share that good news with everyone I know and everyone I meet. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.